This is CNN Vantage Point. I'm Philip Proe, Chief Investment Strategist with CNN Wealth Management. Today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of December 2023 and our current outlook. Holiday cheer permeated global financial markets and major indices ended 2023 on a high note. The S&P 500 index returned 4.5% in December and finished 2023 at 4,770. A level near its all-time closing high of 4,797 reached in January of 22. U.S. mid and small companies, which have underperformed large companies for most of 2023, benefited from the year-end rally, with the Russell Mid-Cap Index and the Russell 2000 Index returning 7.7% and 12.2% respectively in December. Federal Open Market Committee met in December and maintained its key policy rate at the 5.25% to 5.5% range. Financial markets were boosted by encouraging Fed commentary that followed, signaling moderating inflation and a projected 75 basis point reduction to the policy rate in 2024. In addition, the Labor Department reported 199,000 jobs were added in November. U.S. unemployment continues to hover at 3.7%. Consumer sentiment rose during the month, and 81% of S&P 500 companies posted earnings above analyst expectations. Collectively, Fed policy guidance sent the U.S. dollar and WTI crude oil lower by 2.1% and 5.7% respectively for the month. Global markets responded, with the MSCI EAFE and the MSCI Emerging Market Indices rising 5.3% and 3.9% respectively in December. U.S. Treasury yield curve remains inverted, with the 10-year Treasury note declining from 4.4% to 3.9%. The Bloomberg U.S. Aggregate Bond Index returned 3.8% for the month as lower yields pushed up bond prices. The index returned to positive territory in 2023 with a return of 5.5% after two consecutive years of negative returns. The strong market performance and bullish sentiment during the fourth quarter have rewarded investors. Following a difficult 2022, the traditional 60-40 portfolio, 60% equities, 40% fixed income, performed well this past year. Favorable economic indicators, such as robust company earnings, resilient U.S. consumer, and encouraging Fed commentary, are all supportive of financial markets. However, we believe that financial markets have effectively priced in this favorable outlook during the recent rally, and we remain at our neutral allocations. Within equities, we are constructive on U.S. markets relative to international markets. Given the strong 2023 performance in U.S. large caps, we favor a modest rotation towards U.S. mid caps. The prospect of less restrictive monetary policy expectations, moderating inflation forecasts, and a strong labor market provides the thesis for our outlook. Within fixed income, we favor domestic fixed income with a preference for high-quality core fixed income and low duration given attractive short-term yields. We will monitor our positioning given the impact of record U.S. government debt issuance expected in 2024, which could push core yields higher. According to a recent Goldman Sachs research report, the net coupon supply is expected to increase by approximately 90% in 2024 to a projected $1.9 trillion. We expect yields on longer-term bonds to drift higher from their year-end levels given this forecast. As a result, fixed income may continue to provide a reasonable risk-reward profile to equities. This is another reason we have maintained our neutral allocations. We'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly. The circumstances and facts change. CNN's market views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you'd like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. If you liked this podcast, we'd be grateful to share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, we thank you for listening.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.